good evening. Welcome to my 55th year on radio. I don't know how much more time I've got, but I'm enjoying every minute of it, especially when you call me. When a person calls and has the guts to tell me what, at least what the problem is, and then have a discussion where we go deep into it, we discover that everybody listening has the same problem, but with a more advanced form of it, like uncaused cause has an effect, and the effect causes and becomes the basis of the next effect, which becomes the cause of the next effect, which then becomes the cause, and so on. That's how the universe was created, which is quite orderly and wonderful. And it's not like, you know, a thunderstorm striking a junkyard and creating a Mercedes. That's what the physicists, intellectual idiots, basically, they can do nice things with their fingers and hands, but they have no common sense. And common sense will tell you that there's a beginner. Otherwise, there's no beginning. There's a cause, uncaused cause. And so illness and diseases is my forte. And if you just tell me what the name of your sickness is, now, if I never heard it before, you give me the symptoms, I could play with that. You're going to see that within a week or two, sometimes right away, all your problems disappear. But you have to keep it up. See, once you learn or discover who you are, and you need to discuss this, who we are. Do you think you are yourself lately? Did something get into you? You know how something came over me? I'm not myself lately. These are colloquialisms that tell you, it's trying to tell you something. I'm not myself lately. Well, who the hell are you? Well, that's a better, good way of saying it. Who the hell are you? Because there's hell involved. And not like the quacks, you know, the ministers on radio yelling and screaming. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to teach you. Well, no, teach you is a bad word. I've got to rephrase that. I can show you something if you want to see it. But most people don't want to see it because they don't. Something in them, and it isn't them, really. It isn't you that doesn't want to see. It's something in you that doesn't want you to see. That there's something other than you in you. It's passed through generations. Like man, one man's sin and death through sin spread through the whole human race. Right. So it's like a pandemic. But it's not a disease. It's a spirit that goes from one generation to the other. And you can't avoid it. You cannot avoid it. It infects you. And you wonder about this infection. And when you come into the world, you know, you're a brand new baby, but the very fact that coming into culture gets into you. Bang. Can't help yourself. And you can learn to speak English or French or Hindustani, whatever it is. But everybody on earth, if I could get to translate my work into words that give understanding to whatever language it is, there would be a recognition of it immediately. And if we could get to the world as I am able to get to America, which is not yet the world yet, because I've only got about 90 stations, and that's not enough to be able to do any good. En masse, it is. But I'm helping lots of people. And maybe I'm not the reaper, but the sower. So I may never see all the good that is happening on this show. And the number to call Please, what I enjoy is not pontificating. It is having a conversation with a person who is dangerously sick, mentally disturbed, no matter what. And we have a discussion together, and you get to listen in and see yourself at the same time. Thousands of people at once. Okay, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello again, this is Roy. I was talking to you about begging you to call. I'm a lonely guy here. And I don't get out in the street very often. And I used to go from radio station to radio station, from TV, so on and so forth, and sticking my neck out and saying things about medicine and psychiatry, and telling you that they're hundreds of thousands of miles away from any concept of what's wrong with the country, with the world, why we kill each other, why we die from overeating. I mean, food becomes poisonous, and we can't stop. We don't care if we do die, it feels like that. And so my work, I said, I'm 88 years old, and I've done this on the air for 55 years, and before that, 6 or 7 years in research and hypnosis, finding out, how did Hitler do all that? I could do that to you if I wanted to, but you have to be really, really mean, really wicked, and there are people like that who just get a strange kind of super, super sexual pleasure. There's a certain word for that. I wish I could find it, because it's a perfect word. Yeah. So, anyway, let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. Would you please call Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.? And the number, please write it down, 800-866-8883. All right, 1-800-866-8883, 6 to 8 p.m. West Coast time. Now we got Richard on the line, and I do hope you'll just pile up. I sometimes spend a lot of time with a person, because I just can't just give you 10 minutes if I see a whole hour is necessary. Then you have to sort of bear with me, because I got somebody's life in my hands to help them to overcome in a way that nobody else can show you. Nobody. I haven't seen that person. I haven't heard of that person. No one's heard of anything like what I have been given a gift for you. Okay. So let me speak to Richard in is it Missouri? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Richard. What can I do for you?
Hey, so I've been having anxiety over the past few months, and I've been calling you, and you've been kind of helping me through.
Yeah, I remember. I do remember your voice a couple of times.
Yeah, I've called probably a handful of times here, and I've been seeing progress, and here lately I've been coming a bit more objective to the whole thing, and I've started to notice a bunch of fear and a bunch of doubt and
a bunch of fears and a bunch. Sounds like a bunch of grapes. It does sour.
It's weird because sometimes I'll be fine and then all of a sudden, I'll start to think about it again. And that's where it kind of starts to snowball back into.
Well, would you give me? It's a very interesting thing. Could you give me a for instance of that which you just said? Give me a for instance. Just recently, you just mentioned it. Give me what the thing happens in your head. That's all I want to know. Just describe it, where you think of something that's okay, and then you suddenly change your mind and it becomes negative. And that's what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So
give me a situation.
Yeah, it's hard for me to think of one off the top of my head. You know, I know kind of what I see though is like I'll be fine and dandy. You know, especially like when I'm working and stuff like that, when I'm doing tours and stuff. And
yes, but when you're working, you're distracted.
Yeah. So whenever I'm not distracted, I notice these thoughts coming in and. I can't really pinpoint.
Give me a kind of a thought. Give me what kind of thought do you have? Does it make you feel like you have doubt?
Well, it kind of makes me feel like, cause I try watching it a lot and it makes me feel like when I'm watching it, that I'm just kind of sweeping it under the rug and it's going to come back. And so it makes me feel like I need to deal with it
Do you recognize what you're going to deal with? Does it have a face? If you know what I mean, what is it that comes up that you have to deal with it? Does it have a face? Does it have an image? Does it have someone talking to you as a little kid, or is an abuse of something in the past that actually pops up and you don't have to deal with it? Because you've been repressing it all these years. Is that something?
Yeah,
am I on the right track?
I don't really notice it.
Just talk, and give me a little piece, and describe it the best way you can. I'm not going to hold you to it that you can do a good job. Leave the rest of the little pieces left for me, would you?
Yeah.
Give me a little taste of what just recently happened.
It happens quite a bit. It kind of comes and goes. Like there was.
Yeah, but what is it? Give me the recent ones. It may be different things that you're concerned about. Is a repetition one that keeps repeating?
No, it just comes in the form of fear, and it always seems to be
so,
the same thing.
Okay, let me just hold that though. Now you give me all I need. What you're telling me is ordinary. For some reason you fear for no reason. Correct?
Right.
That's right. So it doesn't point to anything solid or real. It's just a feeling of fear. Anxiety, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, listen carefully. It's not you that is afraid. It is an entity within you that is afraid you'll see it's influencing you. In other words, you're on a journey. And everybody's on a journey outward bound and down. But followed by that is an anxiety. Followed by that is an anxiety, and on the cusp of that anxiety is an identity that's not wanting you to see the light that will shine on what is in you that is not you, but something that's made a home in you, controlling your whole life instead of God. Did you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
In other words, it is pretending to be you, and it gives you and it turns faith because it's the opposite of what of faith is doubt. So its presence wants you to make you feel doubt. Because when you allow yourself to feel doubts, we'll come back to the solution to this in a minute. But when it robs you, you see, it's in the way of the light. It's made a home in you, and you don't know it's there. It's another self. You have a self, but this is another self telling the self that's really you lies and bringing anything up to make you doubt. And doubt is such a powerful force. It's the exact opposite to faith, which is a powerful force. But it's blocked the powerful force that is faith, and it's in the way. And it has control over you by the way you react to everything. In other words, what is in you is antidote to doubt. It is faith. But the thing inside you sits unholy in the place of the holy, so to speak, and therefore blocks the light and is able to make you have the opposite to light. It's called fear and doubt. And therefore, you think it's your fear. It has made you fear, and you've accepted it, and you start to struggle with it. If you struggle with it, that isn't yours to begin with. It's like struggling with the thing inside you. Now, let me stop and restart. So, we start again. Just keep that basic in mind. If you can't remember everything, just basic. I'm going to go again. So, when you came into the world, let us say there's always a time when a little kid, big kid, whatever you are, there's a first time where you meet the world as ugly. And the world is not ugly. They're all the same as you. They've all got the same problem. They're doing unto others what was done unto you. And you are innocent. And the forces in other people hate innocence. Now, you love innocence. You want to be innocent, but you can't be innocent because you're subject, you're a slave to that thing that is controlling you and making you believe that doubt is faith. So you trust it. See, it's got faith, it's got a pull to it. It's like, you remember a story I told one time about a little girl, and she calls me, and she says, Grandpa, she's 9 years old. She calls me Grandpa. She says, if my grandma wants to give me toys, can I say no? I said, do you feel pull? And she says, yes, I feel the pull. See, that's a spiritual thing. That kid is intuitive. That kid is not broken yet. See, she feels the pull. She doesn't understand it. She calls Roy. I say, now, are you able to say no to your mother if I say to you that is evil pulling on you? He says, my grandma. He says, it's anybody is tempting you, because I know the grandma. She's a really wicked woman. I've known her for 40, 50 years ago. And she's still just as bad. She wants to get into that kid. And I know the mother, and the mother loves me. I helped save her from all hell that came from that house. Anyway, that's a long story. I said, you must say no if you feel the pull. If you allow yourself to be pulled in, you can't come back. You may not come back forever. But all I want to say to you, whenever you feel the pull, see that it is pulling you away from your innocence, and it will get inside you. So can you really say to, yes, you should say to your grandmother, no, thank you, grandmother. Now I ask her, can you say it and understand that when your grandma sees that you don't take the bait. Can you stand calm and let her throw all the toys in the garbage and run away and not come back and not get angry? She says, yes, Grandpa, I can do it. And she did it. And she's one step closer to God and one step further from that thing that was going to pull on her. So what I'm saying, there's something pulling on you, and it looks like a push after a while. Pull becomes push. Okay, 800-866-8883. Okay, so what have you learned, if anything, from what I just said?
That the that the doubt is the lie that that it just keeps kind of
it doesn't want you to see,
not let me go free.
And no, it doesn't want you to see. It mm-hmm. is now a push. See, once if you have a little boy that is insecure, which you used to be. And then you had a night, and a man stops by in a car and offers you a lollipop. The boy, feeling that as kindness, would reach out for the lollipop, but then the whole boy gets lost in the bad guy. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you don't want to. You have to understand the signals. And you have now, because you have been allowed things to pull on you, you can't stop the pull on you from the dark side of other people. And so because all you need to understand is the dark side of other people will live off your failing, will take advantage of the fact that they can pull on you away from the Creator and make you serve their wickedness. The more you love people, the more you give of yourself, the worse. The more you embolden people to hurt you. You've seen that before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You have. So this is what I want you to do, since you seem to be ready. I want you to... I've got my bicycle story. Let me give you my bicycle story, because not everybody hears me every day. But one morning, I got up, made sure the door was locked and went down to my bicycle, and something said, but you didn't lock the door. Something said that to me. I said, where did that come from? But I thought that was me. And so I went back up to check to see if that was closed. I pulled and pushed on the knob there. And 5 miles away, and there's 5 miles to go to my work, something says, but you really didn't lock the door. I said, I did, and screw you. Okay. And that's it. And I had an account a couple of times in my life, and I've been it whole ever since, growing and growing and growing. You can't make
I've
me
heard
doubt.
You say that make. Before, yeah.
Now, listen,
and, you know,
listen.
The thing, because I get what you're saying, and for whatever reason, it's like I don't know if I forget or... it's weird because, I'll call you and you'll give me the advice and it makes perfect sense and I get it and it'll be good for a couple weeks, but then it's like, it's like I'm just dumb.
What's really happening is this, that you are not willing to let go of what's left of you. Because it feels like dying. No, it will shrink. It will begin to feel hollow. There'll be a space in there where there once was an entity. It begins to get weak, and there's a war between the powers of good and the powers of evil, and it lives in every human being on earth. There is nobody that doesn't have it, doesn't come into the world and not be infected by culture to some degree. There's good people, and you're decent people, but you're not decent enough. You haven't really, it's not that important to you to be God's extension. Because you know, and it knows, that if you stand up for yourself and do the right thing, you will become a bright person or a brighter person that has to go through trials and tribulations. And trials and tribulations is associated with you if, and not for me. Trials and tribulations make me, I look forward to them. You don't, you know, I don't force, don't make myself trouble, but because who I am, I stand out. And when I stand out, I got lots of troubles. But I don't feel them as troubles. They roll off me like water off a duck's back. I overcome the overcomer. It's fun. It's simple. There's nothing to it. Trouble is, you've always tried to fix yourself. And you weren't yourself. You were fixing what you were made to do and made to think that it was your doing when it was it controlling you and making you.
See that? I see that too.
Yeah. So now, so you don't want to die, but you're going to die that way. Everybody dies from that to a various degrees. And there's hell. There is such a thing as hell because there's a dark side. And there's a war between good and evil. In this country, you'll see it. We are being divided between those who want to be good and those who love to destroy and burn and kill. Even in our own country, let alone other countries. ISIS, Shmices, and all the rest of it. See, there's evil in the world. And there's evil in America. There's evil in your government. I listened to Obama's farewell to his position for 6 months. You've got to be very careful with that man. You have to be very careful with him. But anyway, because I see when he says fundamental transformation means everybody goes, woohoo, it's wonderful. Because they don't read behavior. They just believe words. See? So behavior is what you watch. And when you watch, you understand, you see the words don't match the behavior. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So your behavior is conflicted. You're not honest enough yet. You're not brave enough to leave to see the struggle you have with your problem is a distraction from the problem. But at the same time, you have a bigger problem by struggling with it. Because it's not your problem, it's its problem making you think it's yours. And you can't fix it because you're listening to the wrong guy. You're not listening to God, you're listening to that self I'm talking about. And so all you have to do is stop your bicycle and say, I did lock the door. Go screw yourself. That's what you need to say to it when you feel that pain in a manner of speaking. Whenever you feel fear, as a fear, you say, that's not my fear. It's you, little one. I know you're there. And mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's hard to admit, get you to admit that you're not you. That you're living in a hypnotic state produced by its presence. And you cannot ever do the will of God in those conditions. And so, therefore, you make the mistake of trying to fix it. And I'm going to give you a meditation that says, do not try to do anything. Just watch. Watch. Step aside. Let him take your God. Let your God take care of this. All right. 800-866-8883. If you want to call my office tomorrow or this evening, it's 800-877-3227. Thank you. And my website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Thank you. I do hope you enjoyed that with Richard. I can't see much more, but does it apply to you? There's an ongoing, with respect to what I just said to Richard, let me say that what is something in the air that doesn't want you to be virtuous. It doesn't want you to be moral. And morality comes from within, and immorality gets in the way and displaces morality. Then you have a different kind of... Let me see if I can say it again. Ask me, let me ask you, I mean, let's play a mind game here. Do you have a will? You say, of course I've got a will. I say, now you ask me the same question. All right, I answer the question. Do I have a will? Yes, but it owns me. You need to look at it that way. My will be, God says, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But the other guy says, my will be done on earth as it is in hell. And you may not see it, but every time you listen to it, and trust doubt as if it was faith, then you are growing inside, instead of a beautiful bright star that leaves the body and becomes something more forever and ever, unlike all the creatures of the earth that only live on each other and procreate, so there's many of them, to eat and to advance that culture, whatever it's their natures. And so you see, there's something inside you that gives you the doubt. Animals don't have the problem of that. We do. I mean, and because we are close to God. We are born close to Him. And when we're born into a culture. I don't care if it's a poor culture. I don't care if it's a rich culture. I can assure you that none of your parents are perfect. And they may go to church and still not to be perfect, and you can smell it and see it as you start to become aware. And then you begin to doubt. You get beaten. Your parents love other kids, the rest of the kids, more than you do, etc., etc. As all kinds of things come up. The school is lousy, but you can see it's lousy, but your parents send you to school, and they don't see what you see. And you begin to get angry at the kids' school, and then you feel guilty, and then you become a bright star, and then they... Then they say, what a wonderful person you are because you are so clever. No, you're not. You've been falling into a trap. The knowledge of good is equivalent to the knowledge of evil. In other words, human beings do not grow only by having a brain and having knowledge. It's intuition knowledge. So if you pick up the Bible and read it and try to put it in your head, that doesn't work. That doesn't make you smart. It doesn't give you into... No. It can lift you out of the words and see clearly everything what the word means. It's thousands of times.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
You got the number. And how many of you got the point I was making to Richard? How many of you identified with doubt? I remember another time with doubt. I think it was the end of the war, towards the end of the war. A siren was outside. They put a siren, air raid siren, outside my window. But I remember where it was. And this is what I thought. Just sitting by the window, not doing much. And in my mind, I said, what's life all about? And something said to me, if you look for it, you'll die. I said, where'd that come from? I understood that. It wasn't me. There's something in me that came through my mother for the failing of father. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you about the failing of a father. But the reason why men fail because they're born a woman. Then you say, oh, he's crazy. Of course, how could a man be a man if he doesn't come through a woman? But you see, the whole thing is very cleverly orchestrated. You see, if God had made 1 billion human beings and gave them the same instruction, don't eat of the fruit, and actually, before, of course, I missed something, and to make a piece of him, clone, an Eve, who is further away from the Creator and closer to the dark side of the Force. And so when he was told he could eat of the tree, even the tree of everlasting life, his wife, his woman, whatever, the first woman, was seduced by the Force. She was closer to the Force and he was closer to the light. And all he had to do is, so he put that down, Eve, with authority, because he had authority. He had a constitution that was freshly created, and he exercises it, but he didn't. Immediately, everything changed. He saw he was naked, and he began, or the sin, the shock, the stress of that conflict awakened the five senses, and he was burning, and so on and so forth. And so a man born of woman, and so it says in the scripture, and I keep saying it over and over again, man born of woman, let me just repeat that again, and so shall a man leave his mother and father, and become one, and be joined to the woman as one flesh. And that's the reason why when a man is born of woman, the woman carries what Eve did and was not corrected. And the woman needs to be corrected, because women are dangerous in that respect. They have a powerful effect to draw you to procreate. At the same time, buried into that is the sense of worth, the fallen man that is born through her, is affected by her. And the reason why you lose something when you were born to a woman, how else could you do it, of course. But the fact is, you are born innocent, but affected by the woman. In other words, the nature of the woman gets inside you because your father has had relationship with her. In other words, he looked to her for a sense of worth, and mostly by pleasure, and does not realize that he needed to love the hell out of her. Every woman needs to have the hell loved out, not embraced in her. And men unknowingly, and you have, preachers should know about this, but they don't, because they've got the same problems themselves. This is subtle. This is subtle stuff. But it's time for you to know it. Men born of woman are infected by the woman, meaning there's something missing in him that he thinks of as in her. So he is born and violated in a sense or duplicate sense, that culture, you're coming into culture and the culture gets into you. And the part of that culture is marriage or relationships. But a man needs to wait. For this reason, men need to wait to make sure that they have the authority, which is God, and understand that what a woman really needs is to have, not to embrace what's there for a sense of worth, that's making you a pushover. And she's the drug addict. She's the drug pusher. And the drug is her pleasure and giving you a sense of completeness, but a complete ass. Pardon the expression. See? And so you're not going to have. Another woman won't work. Another guy won't work. And that's when it gets complicated and dangerous. And then pretty soon you have 80% of divorces and the kids are lost. And then the book says, in, where does it say? It says, I shall send my Isaiah, the prophet, and he shall bring the hearts of the children back to the fathers. And the fathers' hearts to the children, lest I strike thee with a curse. Now, I'm giving you a clue, gentlemen. What women need is not a punch in the nose, which is what you feel like doing sometimes because you're giving her the power to screw your head and make you mentally sick and angry and hungrier for what she won't give you because it's not good for her to give it. She doesn't know why. But she knows that something's wrong when she gives herself to the man. He's worse. He's more as a wimpy. Or is it more of a angry, more mean? He wants more, more, more. She can't do it. She can't be a whore anymore. She turns it. Men will turn a man into a whore. And all nice and, you know, nice and proper, so to speak. Sex is not, you've got to be very careful. There's a ongoing planned war against common sense. But your preachers, you've got to watch out for them. Because you don't need anybody to teach you. I don't need to teach you anything. I can show you where the teaching is coming from that makes you human. The teaching is not me. I have been given the secret. Very simple. It's so simple that I don't think the average intellectual can really understand it. And I know that it works, but I don't know how it works. I know I've somehow got back to the factory. I'm using that as my creator. Because he knows how to put me back together again. He knows how to give me strength to overcome the overcomer. He's given me fearlessness. Yes, there's such a thing. Okay, so if you want to ask me that question again, what you need, gentlemen, ladies, you don't mess with those men. You just get a good education or whatever it is, but be careful of the word education, because I don't have any degrees. I write science. I know more about how the universe began than all the bloody scientists put together. I'm not saying all the clever things they can do with stuff, like iPhones. Oh, it's amazing. No, I'm talking about how it all began. That's my interest, is how it begins. And what is my beginning? What is my ending? Do you think I'm just born here and just to die like an animal? No. But he's given us a chance. In other words, you're not Adam. You're not the first person. You inherit the sin. But you didn't sin. Get it. You didn't sin. It sinned through you. Because you're born into the realm. Even though you have the Ten Commandments, even though you have the Constitution. The real Constitution is in your noodle. It's inside you. Wanting to be the dad, to unfold his purpose for you like a flower, each to his own story. But you can't have that story because you've been seduced by the very act of being born into the culture. And you go back to all your generations and you see the same mess of misery and suffering, you know, and the communists, they've understood that. And so with that knowledge that they don't have it as I have explained, but they've observed how men don't know how to deal with women and how they beat on their kids. Neither watched it in the early Russia. And so from that, they've become very clever. The Soviets are very, very clever. Marxism is very, very evil, clever. He happens to be Jewish. I mean, when a person's Jewish, he's either one of the most brilliant people like Einstein, or it's him. See, that's it, the one I just mentioned. He was Karl Marx, Jewish. I told you, when Jewish people are good, amazing. When they're bad, they're really rotten. But nobody ever tells you this. I'll do a thing on Judaism a little bit one of these days. I think I'll find it a very interesting subject. So there's an ongoing planned war against common sense. The goal is to displace our loyalties from God. And so I know how to replace it. But you find it very difficult, like the German people. They couldn't get it back. And if you're not careful, you're not going to get back. If you go too far with your sex and stuff, if you get too far, you'll defend that rotten self. And then you become a rotten self, a rotten person that makes a lesser rotten person worse, who turns around and does the same thing. Jesus put it this way, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Oh, that's very important. You just walk right past that, haven't you? But this is the way the evil comes. Do unto others as you was done to you. That's what you can't stop doing. Your parents couldn't stop. You can't blame them because they didn't know it, what I'm telling you now, so you don't blame your parents because you're standing in the shoes. So you see, the goal is to displace the loyalty and to allow you to become immoral. But you put a nice face to it, that means you're immoral. Even though you want to do good, you don't know what good is. All you want to do is feel good because you do nice things to people and they tell you how wonderful you are and you're not. I'm just being sarcastic, if you don't mind. All right. May I suggest that you get 7 minutes meditation, no charge. I wish the whole world would have it. It's changed it. We've already changed it into Spanish. I have a gentleman I trust. And he's a soulful person, so he did it exactly as I suggested, because he's got a soul. And it's you can hear the soul in him, spirit, in the voice. It has a resonance, a special resonance that you can recognize, as you can with me. I don't mean to be, you know, uppity, but it is a resonance. It is where I'm coming from. And where you're going to. And I'm trying to warn you and help put a stop to the downward transcending as quickly as possible before it's too late. You saw what happened with your Obama. You see that even today, he's a sociopath. He means a sociopath is more believable than God, as far as we're concerned. Because he loves us. He thinks, it looks like he loves it, but he loves the worms in you. He feeds the dark side of you and makes you feel better than you deserve. And that's really what's wrong with a woman, but she inherits that, and the man born to her needs to find in his wife to be. He needs to have that spirit that she cannot overcome no matter how much she tries. See, I'm still waiting 64 years for my wife to wake up. She's not awake. it looks like she's awake, and she's very philosophically sound when she speaks, but she's got some strange habits. And the irritations towards me. That's not a big deal. I'll wait for another 64 years. That's it. That's what I'm here for. So you need to keep your marriage. And the way you do it without dying, gentlemen, is learning not to be upset. Don't take it so seriously. Let her yell and scream and say, still, you know, don't eat that fruit. No, you can't have in a new car. Sorry.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Are you ready? Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's this old bloke here? Why am I saying this and I'm repeating myself often? Because not everybody gets to hear me. But I got to say it every now and then, what I just said. You've heard it before, but maybe you didn't hear it before. And now you do. All of a sudden, your ears get stopped up, unstopped. Because a lot of people can't hear it. But then they do. Listen long enough, you'll hear it. And all of a sudden, then, I see. Jesus says that, didn't he? He says to the Pharisees, you miserable lot, in basic English. You dead men's bones and white sepulchres, you know, graveyards. You see, but you don't perceive. Something's missing. You're just a dog with intellect and with a horrible, what a wicked way about you. You frighten people. You demoralize people. You make them think, you know, think you're, well, you know what they do. They will put an idea of what religion isn't in you. And good people, the Ten Commandments become so rigid, and pretty soon you've got 600 commandments, and it still doesn't work. So on and so forth. The commandments you're looking for is within you when you're born. And you just lose it by no fault of yours. And the whole idea, I'm not going to give you an excuse. No, I'm not giving you an excuse. I'm saying that. That's all. So you are caught up, and it got inside you. And then you lose your identity. You begin to lose your identity. It doesn't happen all at once, but you begin to doubt. And then you try to get rid of that doubt. And to make something of yourself. But the more you try to make yourself of yourself, the worse you get. And then, of course, you have doubt. So you have false faith, and then you have doubt that's naturally by its name is false faith. And then you begin to feel that you're not any good anymore, and you don't try. You're inferior. You're sort of weak. You don't stand up for yourself. You try to keep trouble from coming at you, and people take advantage of it. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop whether you give in or you become a fighter. Because then you're hurting others. You don't realize you're elevating yourself with respect to the fact that you're demoralizing a person. That's what ISIS does. It gets to the point where you actually have a great pleasure in degrading somebody. Or a great guilt, but you can't stop. But I will show you. Go to my website, post office box. Well, let me just, first of all, I was giving you the address so you can send a check. Would you mind, please? Thank you. I depend on your money. I don't have anybody supporting me. There's no commerce here. Okay, I'm just on the air, and if you want to keep me on the air, I have to pay the bills, and you pay it forward so somebody else can hear it. That's graciousness. I think that's correct. So here we are. I'm looking at time. Let me give you the address of the website. FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. That's what it means, foundation. I didn't fancy spiritual words. Foundation of human understanding. We stand under him. That's why I found those words. Foundation, it's a foundation under him. That's right. It's real. And where he is, your dark side goes away. And you start to recover. Because this is what you have to go through. Through one man's sin and death through sin, it spreads. Every country, but then in America, you have a chance. You have the freedom. You still have the freedom to become a better person. But if you're born in Borneo or ISIS mother, well, they'll kill you. There's no chance. See, you have, don't lose this freedom. Don't let Obama take that away, because that's what he's going to do. He's giving his goodbye yesterday. Today I saw it. And you don't want to trust that. You don't want to take him lightly. He's got something up his sleeve. He ain't going to go quietly. Hello. It's me again. Would you like to call me on my office? 800-877-3227. That's business hours, 8 to 5 West Coast time. Okay? 800-877-3227. The website, which is all by itself, so you can take a person and say, you know that Roy Masters. So this one has got no Roy Masters written on it. It's just a nice looking screen. And the background of a person, you know, with his hands buried in his head, you know, faint. And it's just a little circle with a little arrow. And touch the arrow, put the earphones on, and just spend 7 minutes, that's all. And then you can download it for free. I want it to be free. Freedom isn't free. We have to earn freedom. We have to learn to overcome the system into which we were born. And America has just enough freedom for us to become a better person. But you couldn't do it in Hitler, Germany, could you? Too late for that. I'm Roy Masters, thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. A nice check would do us. Office number is 800-877-3227. How's that? Okay. Thank you. We'll be right back. More minute, huh? Well, the information, I just wanted to tell you about the ongoing planned war against common sense. Would you hold the line? And we'll be back in just a minute or two. The number to call the show is 800-866-8883. Please call me. Stop me in the middle of anything I'm saying and say, explain this to me. I will. Be right back.